Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. We've been speaking with Carol O'Neill. And Carol, you're a social worker and you are the senior director over at EAC. And we've been talking a lot about this newer program, Fresh from the Garden. And I think before we went to break, Jerry, we were talking a little bit about where you're going to be providing fruits and vegetables June
28th.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so as I said before, this is a three-pronged approach to helping people improve their health and nutrition. And we start off with enrolling them, doing a nutrition risk screening, providing nutrition chats every month with an RD and a registered dietitian intern. And the third part of the program is the part that most people are looking forward to, which is giving out free produce. When you are eligible for this program, and again, the eligibility is very simple, a resident of Newcastle, 60 years of age or older, and meet the income guidelines. So we are partnering with two separate community partners to provide the produce. One is Long Island Cares, and the other will be later on in the growing season, which will be a farmer's market, a youth-run farmer's market right in Newcastle, where we'll be purchasing the produce from them. And I forgot to mention that this program is funded by the Bank of America and the Long Island Community Foundation. So without their support, this program wouldn't be in existence. So on June 28th, and we're going to be advertising this heavily, anyone who is already enrolled in the program will come to Magnolia Gardens at 899 Broadway and receive a bag of fresh produce. This time around, we are getting the produce, as I said before, from Long Island Cares. Mm-hmm. And we have volunteers from the Bank of America who are going to be, the truck will be rolling in to the site. We'll take the produce off the truck and bag it up. It's easier to do that than to have people, you know, pick and choose, because then a lot of people wouldn't really be getting what they wanted. But certainly going down the line, we're hoping to do some preferences because we have a wide range of things once the growing season starts to distribute.
Sounds great.
And all the services you provide are at no charge.
Yes, they're free for people who are eligible.
Right.
Absolutely, which is really an incentive. So if people are listening and you may not be a resident of Newcastle, but you may know of someone 60 years of age or older, please pass this information on, because it's really very important for people. Obesity and diseases like hypertension, high cholesterol, and diabetes are rising on Long Island. And they're rising among people who are from low incomes in the minority populations, and people who are over the age of 65. And it's a serious threat to people's health. We all want to live longer and healthier, and one way to do that is through nutrition, by eating the right foods, understanding what the foods are all about. One of the other reasons why we chose Newcastle for this grant is it's classified as a food desert, which means that there's only one grocery store in the entire community. So if you don't drive and you have no one to really take you to the store, you're in a really difficult situation for you, because you're forced to go to stores where perhaps the prices are higher and certainly the food is not as wholesome as it should be. So we're hoping that by helping to combat some of these obstacles that people face in getting food, this will really be helpful to people.
Should we look at this as a pilot program that you hope to extend throughout Northampton even further?
Well, we're looking at it as a pilot program, and we're looking for other grant opportunities to be able to do this, and certainly that's our intent, is to find some other communities, and we know they're there within the town of Northampton that could benefit from this.
Carol, as you probably know, Project Independence has a huge transportation program. So hopefully some of the information you're providing are ways for people to get their food. You know, we have a free food shopping program where anybody who lives within the town of North Hempstead can take a taxi at no charge to a local supermarket. So being that there may just be one market in that area, any of these residents who live in Newcastle and are 60 or over, which is the only criteria, they can always call 311 to get transportation to a market. So, I mean, part of this should also be kind of giving them information how to access transportation to get to markets. Even, if you don't drive, this is ideal,
Absolutely. And we did, we actually put into the enrollment form a question, are you a PI member? And for those people who are not, we certainly gave them the information. And as you said before, Jenny over at 899 Broadway is a really great advocate for people, and people stop in at the building, and certainly at Yes We Can, there's a lot of information there for them, for Newcastle residents.
We have a satellite, Project Independence has a satellite office over at Yes We Can, and Jenny is also a staff member of our Department of Project Independence. Right. So this is a wonderful program, but Carol, of course I want to also talk about a little bit about the respite program and also Port Washington and how we work together, the town and Project Independence, both in funding and also in services that you provide for seniors who live in the town for respite care. So why don't you talk a little bit about the respite care, and then we'll end up more talking about Fresh from the Garden. But I just want our listeners to know that there is a very strong connection in a lot of different ways with EAC.
Yes, that's very true. In-home respite is a service for caregivers. The caregiver need not live in the same home as the older person, but they are the primary caregiver, and they're providing help so that this person can continue to live at home independently, which is really what Project Independence is all about. So that's why it was a natural fit. The respite program is funded by the New York State Office for the Aging and several grants, and we are one of which is through Project Independence. And we are able to provide this service absolutely free to the town of North Hempstead residents who are caring for someone. So what we do is we send in a companion, not a home health aide, but a companion. It's like a friendly visit, but it's a structured friendly visit so that the caregiver can have some free time for themselves. In many instances, the caregiver, whether they be a spouse or an adult child, really don't have the time to do the things they need to do simply because the older person in many instances can't be left alone safely. So that's the whole purpose of the program. It's a really very rewarding program because it serves two people. It gives the caregiver peace of mind knowing that they can leave the home to go to the bank, go to the doctor, have lunch with a friend, visit a grandchild, and not worry about the safety of the older person. The older person gets the benefit of having someone to come in on a one-to-one basis with them who is truly interested in what they do. So they may spend an afternoon talking about grandchildren, looking at some photographs. We have a lot of sports fans. I'm going to get a copy of that gentleman's book and see if we can give it out to our companions.
Sure.
It's just a wonderful way of bringing the outside world into that homebound older person for the most part.
It seems like some people may not even identify themselves as a caregiver.
Absolutely.
So they're either the wife, the child, checking in. So they're not even aware that this service is eligible. So if you're caring for someone out there that depends on you for day-to-day needs, you're a caregiver. And
absolutely,
this program is accessible for you. So you would call 311 and we'd be able to really connect you to this program and see if, we can get some respite services for you.
And you're absolutely right about it. I've been a caregiver all my life. And I don't walk into a room when there are people there and say, "Hi, my name is Carol. I'm a caregiver."
Right.
It's just something we don't do. And it's interesting that you said that because we do a lot of presentations because we're trying to get the word out about respite. The program has been around for 31 years. It is very successful. The people who have used the program, it has really helped them over the hurdles that many people who are providing some kind of assistance to older people face. And we were giving a presentation at Adelphi a few months ago. And one of the young people there, college student, came up to me later on and she said, you know what? I take my grandmother to the doctor. I shop for her. Mm-hmm. I take her to the beauty parlor. She said, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden it hit me, I'm a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like people to think about. Forget about the word caregiver. Sometimes that throws people off.
Right.
But if you're doing the necessary things, like shopping for someone, taking them to doctor's appointments, doing their bill paying, you're a caregiver. Right. And you really need to call 311 and find out whether or not we can help you.
Right.
Going back to nutrition for just a minute.
Okay.
Do you look for volunteers to work with you?
We are looking right now because now the program is coming into its own. So we're going to be looking for people to help us out with the produce distribution, especially during the summer months, so they can also call 311 and let them know that they would love to volunteer for Fresh from the Garden.
Okay.
And we'll be happy to contact them.
Great.
All right. Well, that's a lot of great stuff that EAC does with the town, with Project Independence. It's always great to have Carol here. I'm sure you've been on the program before. And
absolutely.
We're coming down to a minute, so I'm sure we're going to have you back.
Well, what you're saying is just another dimension of the program of allowing seniors to age gracefully and comfortably.
Absolutely.
And just another dimension that makes it all possible.
It does.
And opportunities for volunteers should not be forgotten.
Volunteering is important as
Right. You know what, Jerry, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about volunteering, talk of the town. So we'll give out, you know, the phone numbers and make sure people are aware that that, you know, there is a need, certainly, and how to connect people that, you know, really have some programs out there where volunteers could come in to call the EAC for this fabulous program. 60 years of age or older, and there is income requirements, so you're going to call 311 to get this information. Carol, thank you so much for coming in, and it was great information, not enough time.
Great job you're doing,
Wonderful job. EAC is a wonderful, wonderful partner, and unfortunately, we will be back in a few minutes.
Whoops. Okay.